Please rise for the prayers of the church. Let us come before our faithful God and Father in heaven in prayer. O God, our Father, give us hope in the midst of suffering as we remember your great faithfulness and mercy with each new day. Great is thy faithfulness. O God, our Father, bless your people with zeal as we seek to make disciples of all nations, baptizing, preaching, teaching, and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Great is thy faithfulness.
Glory unto thee.
O God, our Father, grant wisdom to all Christian parents as they fulfill the vocation you have given to them. Help them to raise their children so that your word would be a lamp to their feet and a light for their path. Great is thy faithfulness. O God, our Father, according to your will, grant healing and restoration to those who are suffering. Lord, you ask us to bear one another's burdens, and we do so today in our prayers this morning as we uplift the Baker family with the loss of Mel. Lord, we thank you for answered prayer and guiding this couple and guiding Brian and Maggie. And now we pray for some time to reflect and give thanksgiving for Mel's life and a time to help Marion in her transition and that family too. May we be a blessing to them in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, also for Dottie this morning in the ER, we pray that you would give her peace and comfort, and also that the medicines that are given would work out in a good way for her and give her restoration. Lord, also for Joan, we thank you for answered prayer with her and for the good news on Friday with how she came through the testing. Bless her upcoming travels and keep her safe as well as Witherly. Lord, also those in our congregation with some of those difficulties in life that do cause distraction and disruption. For Kai, Bev, Wyatt, and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art, Andrew, Kiara, Carlos, Kathy, Pete, Peggy, Tiffany, Dylan, the family of Rob Stanley, Roman and Stella, Britt, Brianna, Becky, Tim, Mary, the Vale family, Rich and Nikki. And also, Lord, we thank you for the return for our youth, and thank you for safe travels and times to be equipped to serve you better in your kingdom. Also, Lord, strengthen all caregivers that they would be encouraged in body and spirit as they care for those they love. Great is thy faithfulness.
Glory
unto thee. O God, our Father, strengthen the marriages of husbands and wives, that their selfless love for each other be a reflection of your Son's great love for the church. Great is thy faithfulness.
Glory.
It is into your hands, O God, our faithful Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Amen. Now we continue with a reminder that Jesus is not distracted and not disruptive. In the giving of his body and blood, he shares himself with us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. You are welcome. You may be seated.